Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Going. It's a Monday, and we know Mondays suck, but they suck a whole lot less. We have two Monday Night Football games and a Game 7 in the ALCS when it comes to baseball. We, of course, have bets for all of them, plus some of the betting lessons we learned over the weekend and the NFL. And, Jenks, let me start with this one.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like over the course of, like, my betting career, it is such a mental gymnastics game, trying to look at some of these lines and when you see something on the surface and you say, that line seems so obvious. Mm-hmm. Like, here's an example over the weekend. The Patriots laying 7 against the Titans. As somebody who watches the Titans on a regular basis, and sometimes I feel like I'm a little too critical of my own teams, and this is why I did not go on the best bets. But, like, that line seems so obvious, and you know what? It was an obvious bet. So when I look at these Monday night games, I see both of these lines, and I kind of lean a direction. I'm like, why are the Bucks getting 6 points? And you think to yourself, okay, I don't fancy myself smarter than the books. So what am I missing here? Did you feel this way when you saw this line?
Yeah, I have no idea. And the money keeps coming in on the Lions too. I don't know what I'm missing here, which makes me nervous. And I will say this, if you are convinced, if you can make a case for your side, which I feel like you can absolutely make a case for Tampa Bay, then it's okay to go against the money because sometimes that means you just get better value. But it is concerning, particularly when you're talking about how good Tampa Bay is, because you can make an argument this is the best team in the NFC. Some people think this is the best team in the National Football League, and they're getting 6 points. I don't know what I'm missing. Maybe the odds makers know something. Maybe they're hearing something. Whatever it is, it makes me nervous.
It just feels like you look at the injury report and you're like, okay, well, Mike Evans is supposed to be coming back. Like, that is a positive for the Bucs, who have been missing a ton of receivers. And then I feel like I've been trying to make the sabotage case for the Bucs for like the past few weeks in a row, because I remember, I think it was the first game after the Eagles. It was against the Seahawks on the road. And I was saying to myself, okay, going from Tampa to Seattle is a long trip. And you just played the Eagles in a really physical game. Maybe this is like, you know, the spot where Tampa Bay loses this one. But no, they win that one in a thriller, 38-35 on the road. And then you say, okay, back-to-back really enthralling but physical and challenging games. So you play the Eagles and lose, and then you play in this like absolute, you know, shootout against Seattle in Seattle, and you're like, okay, maybe they, you know, lose their gas in this next one. They're laying 3.5 against the Niners, and they win that one 30-19. So it just, every time I find a sabotage factor, it's just I'm proven wrong. It seems very similar to what we're seeing with the Indianapolis Colts, where you say, okay, at some point they're going to run out of gas. At some point they're going to look bad and they're going to fall flat on their faces. But I think I've come to this conclusion is that teams like Tampa Bay and Indianapolis are just not teams that get a ton of credit. So I am willing to overlook some of these situational things and say, hey, maybe they're not getting credit in the market simply because they're a mid-market team, yeah, and they're not really viewed as one of those contenders. So I think I'm still on Tampa Bay getting six against the Lions tonight, even schematically. You know, you look at this Bucs run defense, they're one of the best in the league, and the Lions, I feel like, need to establish the run to get that offense and get all those trick plays, you know, able to be thrown in there. So it just feels like one of those games where I'm going to take the six.
Yeah, I am too, and the Lions are banged up in the secondary. Like, two of their starting corners are out. Tyrion Arnold is out. Avante Maddox is out. So while a lot of the focus will be on the Buccaneers and saying, okay, they don't have all of their full complement of weapons on offense, I get that, but also Baker Mayfield, at the level that he's playing, should be able to take advantage of that Lions secondary. And as we've seen, Baker is doing that thing which MVP quarterbacks do, which we saw Tom Brady do, which we've seen Josh Allen do, where it sort of just doesn't matter who's playing receiver. He's going to find a way to make it happen. And also, he can use his feet as well. So I know this number opened with the Lions laying 5.5. Now it's Lions minus 6. And Detroit is very dangerous on the turf. But man, there's just... this is just way too many points for me to not go with Tampa Bay. And again, I also think because of game script, when you mentioned that Tampa Bay run defense, I think we could see a lot of props hit if you're looking at the passing game. Maybe the over is a good play as well. This should be a really exciting game.
Yeah, I was thinking to myself, okay, if I don't want to put my money on the Bucs plus 6, maybe just go with the over. Like, 52.5 is a pretty healthy total. But here's the thing, like, we know Baker can absolutely sling it. I was also looking at his passing yardage prop. I think that's worth a look as well, because he's had some really big passing totals. 256, 379, 289, and 233 are his last four games. And, you know, three of those coming in wins. So that's the thing, is that if you do believe in this line and you say, okay, maybe the Bucs are going to be playing from behind, he should have an even greater chance to eclipse his passing total, which is set at 240.5, especially now that Mike Evans is back in the fold. I do think Baker is going to be throwing the ball quite a bit. But I don't know. I cannot come to an conclusion, excuse me, where the Lions are the play in this one. Maybe you could look at some anytime touchdowns, like Mike Evans at even money for an anytime touchdown. That feels like great value, because we know that Baker Mayfield loves throwing in his direction when it comes to the red zone. And plus, when a total is 52.5, those are the games when you should be looking at props if you like playing overs.
Yes. This is going to be a great prop game, I think. I mean, look at the individual offensive talent, and just think about game script. I mean, already when you see a total at 52.5, I mean, my God, doesn't that just scream like, hey, find some guys who are going to get the football and just bet on them?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially... even if you look at the Lions side of things, because I know I kind of touched on Baker Mayfield a bit, but when you have a Bucs defense that's so stout against the run, you look at the receivers for the Lions. And I understand, like, according to the game script, according to the odds makers, that the Lions will be playing from ahead. But still, the Lions are a team that, in my mind, even when they're ahead, it doesn't feel like they take their foot off the gas pedal. So I feel like that's not even a sabotage factor for me. The only thing is that sometimes Jared Goff can spread the ball around a little bit. So the line for Amon-Ra St. Brown is 78.5. Is somebody who has lost a lot of receiver bets by, like, somebody going for 70 or 68. That's a little high for me. But, I mean, you look at all these weapons. Like, that's the only sabotage factor for some of these, is that the Lions have so many weapons that sometimes, you know, because Jahmyr Gibbs is so good, he can take away some of...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know, the carries and the catches from some of the other guys. So I don't think I'm playing anything on the Lions end, but you could certainly convince me to.
I really like Baker Mayfield's passing yardage total. Over 240 and a hook. I mean, he's hit this in three straight. If you look at the Lions defense, they're ranked 14th against the pass, and they're without two of their starting corners. It just feels like a game where if you think the Buccaneers are going to be playing from behind, it sort of looks that way. You know Baker's going to go to the air, and I think he can get this number.
Yeah, that's one of the ones that I had mentioned, and it seems like that's not even game script dependent.
Right.
Because three of the four that, or I guess it would be two of the three, were in wins. You know, one of those was a game they went 30-19, 17 of 23 for 256 yards. So averaging 11.1 yards per throw. And that's the thing. Like, he's been getting the ball down the field. And I think because of his ability to scramble, you know, it opens up things down the field. We haven't mentioned his rushing prop. He hasn't been quite as formidable on the ground as last few. 14, 15, and 13 yards. I'm not sure what his rush prop is tonight, but it's not my favorite. I do think he's going to have to throw it a little bit more. But, Jenks, is there anything else in this game that you'll be betting on before we move on to the Texans and Seahawks?
I think that's probably the main one. And I would also say, can you bet on, I think you can find it, you might have to look around, like total yards for Baker Mayfield? Because with the way that he's playing, if you can get maybe an all-purpose yards bet, you probably have to search for that one. But that might not be a bad one either because, you know, we saw that dramatic highlight last week where he rushes for that first down and he's shaking off hits and he's diving. Because of this game being in prime time, because it's the Lions, because of the way he's been willing this team to win, I feel like it could be one of those where if you get a better number or a number that's more suitable, you know, for what you're looking for, then a total yardage, you know, rushing and passing for Baker Mayfield might be worth a look anyway. I just think he's going to have a huge game.
His rushing prop is pretty high, or at least compared to the other weeks, 19.5. So the thing is, like, if he's rushing for like 15 or 14 yards,
yeah,
I think you just stick to the passing one. Like, don't try to get cute with it. Because obviously, if you do passing plus rushing, it's going to be a higher number. So I don't know. I just feel like there could be a game in which he only rushes for, you know, 14 yards or something.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's not my favorite of those. But I do like the passing one quite a bit. All right. So I kind of have the same theory on this next game. So Texans and Seahawks squaring off in Seattle. Seahawks land 3, total of 41. So, Jenks, I see this game. I'm like, Seahawks are the much better team. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in the Texans. I do believe in Sam Darnold. And very similar to what we see with Tampa Bay and Baker Mayfield, I still feel like this is a team and a quarterback where people do not want to give them credit. So, Jenks, are you laying the 3 with the Seahawks here?
Yeah. Oh, man. I came into the show thinking small card, but I don't know. Where we talk about these bets. Yeah, I like the Seahawks laying 3. And I think you're absolutely right. I feel like people just look at Seattle and they look at Sam Darnold. It's like that game against the Bucs a couple weeks ago where Seattle was taking on Tampa Bay, and that was a great football game. And Baker Mayfield was playing out of his mind. Sam Darnold was playing out of his mind. And then Sam Darnold has one interception at the end of the game where he throws it. It bounces off a defender's helmet. It's picked off. That ends the game. And people are like, oh, that's classic Sam Darnold. I'm like, dude. He completed like 80% of his passes. The Seahawks scored 35 points. Like, what else do you want? Like, this season, he has 11 touchdowns and 3 picks. He has been remarkable. It's time to just accept the fact that Sam Darnold is a really good NFL quarterback. He wasn't until he was. You can say the same thing about Baker Mayfield. This is a former number one overall pick who was tossed away to the garbage heap. Was struggling in Carolina for a while, and now he's in the MVP discussion, just like Sam Darnold was in the MVP discussion last year. He is a good quarterback, and people just don't give him credit for that. I think this is a short number. The Seahawks are 4-2. This is a really good team, and I think the under is going to hit, too. I think it's going to be a lower scoring game because the Texans are really good up front. But ultimately, I just don't know if the Texans have enough to keep up with Seattle offensively. So I'm going to lay the 3 with the Seahawks.
Yeah, the Texans don't want this turning into a track meet because those are not the games that they win. I know you see the box score for their last game, and they have had a couple weeks to prepare. Their last game on October 5th against the Ravens, they won 44-10, but like, come on, it's the Ravens. And it feels like the Ravens are just floundering right now. So it's a Texans team that I still have some question marks on because in most of these games, they're struggling to score 20 points. It's a team that has a really suspect offensive line. But the numbers say this, and I think some of these numbers are maybe skewed by playing some bad competition as well. So the Texans, according to the numbers, are really good against the pass. If you look at like fantasy numbers or whatever, they're allowing the second fewest passing yards to opposing quarterbacks, the second fewest receiving yards to opposing wide receivers. And I understand it does make sense with Derek Stingley Jr. on the secondary. But still, like some of these offenses they played, and the fact that they got the Rams the first game of the season, I just feel like that was like a tune-up game. Then they play the Jags, the Titans. They played the Bucks early in the season. The Bucks still put 20 on them. So I just have some question marks about the Texans. But at the end of the day, I just don't really trust their offense. And I do trust the Seahawks and that offense. I do think Jackson Smith and Jigba can have a big game in this one. So I think I'm leaning Seahawks here. I'm not a huge fan of the total because I do think I would lean towards the under here, but 41's pretty low, especially for a Seahawks offense that I feel can score in a hurry.
Yeah, I think so as well. The only thing that gives me a little bit of pause is that, and you did touch on this, is that the Texans are really good against the pass. But at the same time, when you talk about Kenneth Walker, I think that the Seahawks can be balanced enough to kind of throw the Texans off. And sometimes that's what you do, right? You hand it off and you create that balance on offense, which opens things up offensively, particularly in the passing game. And I think that's what's going to happen here. So the more I think about it, the more we talk about it. Yeah, I want to lay the 3 with Seattle.
Yeah, both these seem too obvious, though. Like, that's the only thing that scares me. Is it's like when I first saw this, I was like, okay, Seahawks -3. Okay, Bucks +6. So we'll see. We'll see if our instincts are right, and we'll see if we play a big old card tonight in the NFL. All right, coming up next, time to switch gears to baseball. The two best words in sports. It is Game 7 in the ALCS. We give your bets for that next on the Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
Find
for
your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.